in Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's going to affect your wallet. Tariffs slapped by President Trump on goods imported from China, Mexico, and Canada. Canada and Mexico, in turn, as expected, putting tariffs on American goods headed to those countries. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau telling Americans,
I think Canadians are a little perplexed as to why our closest friends and neighbors are choosing to target us.
In her retaliation for the U.S. tariffs, Mexican President Sheinbaum also condemning President Trump's allegation that Mexican drug cartels have an alliance with the Mexican government. About the deadly Washington mid-air crash Wednesday, an air traffic controller alerted the Army helicopter crew about the American Airlines plane about 2 minutes before the collision, says the National Transportation Safety Board. On the crash of the Learjet ambulance in Philadelphia, investigators say they're still looking for the flight data and voice recorders. This is ABC News. The FBI is bracing for a potential purge of employees who participated in the investigation into the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
The Department of Justice has requested information on thousands of employees to be sent to Trump's acting deputy attorney general by Tuesday afternoon, according to an email sent to the FBI workforce overnight and obtained by ABC News. He will then determine whether any personnel actions will be taken.
McDonald's says it settled this lawsuit.
Founded in 1985, McDonald's Hacer Scholarship Program was open to applicants with at least one Latino parent, an organization founded by the man who brought these Supreme Court cases that ended racial considerations in college admissions, sued McDonald's, saying the program discriminated against non-Latinos. McDonald's says it disagreed, but wanted to ensure the program remained available.
So it's now open to all, says ABC's Brian Clark. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. I'm Jimmy Kay. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. And you can shop online, too, igniteglassandgifts.com. Let's kick this hour off with a double dip of the new Primitives out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, Our Home Now. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Back. more worries about the landlord. You're trying to take our place. No more nights been sleeping in the bushes right next to the interstate. No more. Mama cried when she saw us packing our bags to go. We was up in the season, yeah. She taught me everything I know. Gonna live the way my daddy did it. This is our home now.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is a double dip of the New Primitives out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. All Night Dancing, our home now before that. New Primitives, they often come to Wisconsin to play shows. There's none in the books right now. They got a couple shows over in the Minneapolis area. You can check them out on the socials. And when they come to Wisconsin, I'll be sure to let you know because I'll want to go, you know? How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. We got Natty Nation, Ja Boogie from Natty Nation coming up here in just a couple of minutes. It's Bob Marley's birthday next week, and they're throwing a big bash at the High Noon Saloon. I'll have all the details for you later this hour. Rob Roberts will be in with After Hours after 10 o'clock next week here on Max Inc. Radio. Another good show is brewing. The Flavor That Kills is going to be in studio, and we're going to tell you all about the happy hour of love happening at the Gamma Ray Bar on Friday, February 14th. That's Valentine's Day for you Hallmark shoppers out there. It's going to be a fun show. Come on out. A brand new band is going to be, I think, launching for the first time. What are they called? Mothballs. And they're kind of a spinoff from The Flavor That Kills. I hear they're very funky and very fun. And I'll be emceeing the show. Come on down, have a beer with me. Just have some laughs and maybe a slow dance. It's Valentine's Day after all. Bring your date too. We like that. The happy hour of love at the Gamma Ray Bar on Valentine's Day. That starts at 4 o'clock. The show starts at 5 o'clock. Doors open at 4. Also on the show next week is the Steepwater Band. They're good friends of the show. They're coming to Madison on February 15th for a show at the Red Rooster. They'll be on the show next week with us. And if you like foul weather, Ripiology will join us on the show next week, too. He has a great Facebook page that you can subscribe to with weather and fun commentary. Music on the way this half hour from Jordan Story. We'll do some Mojo Perry. Right, let's do some electrophonic. This is Durango Town. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken when I arrived. Just hours before I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her on the floor. The music and motion could bring out some new vibe. In the garden of falling Lolitas, wallflowers and streamers, but new deprived. Taking the pain on a walk in the hope to forget her. When I had met her in Durango town, the music and motion could some newfound devotion, unwanted commotion, crying eyes. Taking my cues from those brandishes called reputation. Oh, it's not the occasion, place or time. No, no, no.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
I skipped school and was surfing. making shoes. No risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high. Yeah, we got high.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. That's Mojo Perry, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Some Jordan Story before that with We Got High. Hey, speaking of the ganja, we got Bob Marley's birthday bash to talk about. That's happening next week at the High Noon Saloon. Natty Nation, of course, is the host of that show. And Ja Boogie is going to join me on the air here in just a couple of minutes to tell you about the Bob Marley birthday bash. It's the 16th annual show for that, so it's kind of a cool deal. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass. Three locations in Madison, and you can shop online, too, at igniteglassandgifts.com. And the Lazy Oaf Lounge, great food and drink, live music, and you can watch the big game on the big screens. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road, or online at lazyoaflounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say to you, together let's rendezvous. So let's come together, let's rendezvous.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Ja Boogie and Dub Foundation Rendezvous. That came out a couple of years ago. Hey, I hope your Saturday night is going well. I'm Jimmy K. On the phone with me right now is the one and only Ja Boogie from Natty Nation. Mr. Boogie, good evening. How are you tonight, sir?
Blessed, man. Blessed to be here.
We're blessed.
Appreciate you having me.
We're blessed to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time tonight. Natty Nation, let's talk about that first. And we're going to talk about the Bob Marley birthday show. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. But as far as the band, what are you guys doing these days as far as keeping yourself busy? Are you writing new music? Any plans to jump in the studio anytime soon?
Well, that's always an ongoing process, you know. So we do have new songs. We've recorded, I think last summer, a bunch of stuff. So we do have things in the works. We don't have a release, you know, any release times or anything like that. But we are always working on new music, and we usually play some of it live as well. So give them a sneak peek. So we do have new things. Yeah, definitely. We're working on it.
And we just played the song Rendezvous that came out from an album with a project that you did with Dub Foundation. I think a couple other musicians were also collaborating on that, too. Anything that you're doing on the side outside of Natty Nation?
Yeah, we're going to probably do a follow-up to Spiritual Work, that Ja Boogie with that collaboration with Dub Foundation, Captain Smooth. You know, he's the head of that squad. And we're going to work on some new singles and put it into an album eventually to sprinkle them. I think we plan on kind of sprinkling them through the year, you know, and release them a little bit by a little bit, you know, the singles.
I love
them. And then combine and get an album going. So to follow up with Spiritual Work. So we're excited about that for sure.
I'm a big fan of releasing a single here and one here. It kind of keeps you relevant and it keeps your fans wanting more too. It's kind of fun that way.
Yeah. Kind of tease it out, man.
Right.
That's the plan this time around. Kind of tease some singles out. It's going to be fun.
Send those tracks our way. We'll play them here on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely.
First single drops, we got you for sure.
So check it out. Natty Nation's next show is the Bob Marley's Birthday Bash. It's next Thursday at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. You can get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. You know, Bob Marley would have been 80 years old, Boogie. What do you think about that? 80? What would the world be like? If Bob Marley was alive, kicking right now, making music, what would the world be like versus what it is right now, you think?
Man.
I mean, that's a deep question.
We'd have to use our imagination. Yeah, we'd have to use our imagination and imagine it
right.
Being much brighter, much more togetherness, understanding, you know, conversations that are relevant, you know, that are passionate would be there, you know, in my mind. For sure, you know, because that's what he brought. And that's what type of person they say he was. I've watched 1,000 things, you know, things on him, been studying them for like decades. So I think that's my take on it. Much more love, you know.
You know, we normally unplug from politics here on Max Inc. Radio, but sometimes music and politics do intersect. What do you think? Mm-hmm. What do you think Bob Marley's message would be in today's political arena that we're in this crap show, you know?
Man, probably the same, you know, because he was dealing in the same politics, man, decades ago. Mm-hmm. Same thing is going on. Rat Race, that song. Things like that. Don't involve Rasta in your say-say. You know, Rasta don't work for no CIA. Rat Race, you know, so he'll be singing the same thing. He'll be saying, you know, the same thing is going on. So that's my take on it. I think he'd be still saying the same thing, but, you know, a little bit more moderate.
Right. Maybe the same question for you, Boogie. I mean, what's your take and how are you doing with the current political environment and how is that affecting your songwriting?
Man, it has a drastic effect because you want to keep people actually concentrating on themselves. So that would be my message in my music is like, concentrate on healing you, you know, don't people get a little too, you know, involved that every day is something, is something, is something. And it's, sometimes you got to concentrate on you and bettering yourself and not these politicians. And these, you know, when we come from a Rasta culture with this reggae, you know, so Rasta really, we don't deal in the politics because we know it divides our people within your own family. Nah, we don't want that.
Right.
Nope. We don't want it, man.
And the music is, the music is what brings harmony and peace.
Absolutely. It's a reminder, you know, it's a reminder to do that. You know, that's where that's why we sing those type of songs, you know, and I love doing the Bob Marley thing because one love, let's get together and feel all right. That sounds cliche or corny to some, but man, that's what needs to happen. You know what I mean? Like, for real.
For sure. Ja Boogie from Natty Dacious on the phone with us here on Max Inc. Radio, the 16th annual Bob Marley birthday bash. You've been doing this show for 16 years.
Hasn't been that long.
That's what it says on the paper here. That's pretty cool.
Seems like longer. Seems like longer.
What do you have in store for the people this time around?
Well, we have actually kind of expanded Natty Nation. We're bringing in Ross Michael from Milwaukee, real experienced bass player, world traveler, who's going to be on bass. They call him Ross Armerlock as well, but we call him Ross Michael. And he'll be joining us on bass so that I'm able to just take the vocals and concentrate on bringing the vocals, soulful vibes, the harmonies, stuff like that. So it allows me to work the crowd. So that's what's a little different about this kind of a Natty extension, you know, which is great.
And you get
looking forward to that.
And you got a couple of great supporting acts as well. Who's playing with you guys?
I want to say a couple. We got Polyrhythmic Roots. That's going to be opening. That's like, it's got like reggae and jazz format, you know, some of the old standards and play kind of instrumental with a vibrant style to it. So yeah, which is like pretty much some of the same musicians as Natty.
Okay.
So it's like a easy transition, you know, but a different vibe. It's, you know, it's not the same. This just adds on to what we bring with the Bob Marley set. You know what I mean? So that should be fun.
Then
DJ FRP on the ones and twos, spinning reggae and dub and dance hall throughout the night.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
I tell you what, if you like reggae, if you love Bob Marley, I mean, who doesn't, right? It's a great night. Go check it out at the High Noon Saloon. Advanced tickets are on sale right now at high-noon.com. It's going to sell out, so definitely get your tickets early and go see the show. Ja Boogie, we really appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations. And keep in touch when the new music drops. We'd love to hear from you, okay?
Absolutely, man. I would like to say that this was going to be special because this is actually on Bob Marley's actual birthday.
Yes, it is. February 6th.
Yes, Thursday, February 6th, High Noon Saloon. Come on out. Bring your kids. You know, let's bring the family.
Most importantly, bring some peace and love, you know?
Absolutely.
Ja, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Let's do some Natty Nation right now. This is Get Along. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Where we want. Brand new. If you wanna see a brand new world,
time to plant the seeds. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Why you why you why? So what I said, seeds of love will be planting in the four corners of this earth. Well now, and the seeds of love will be growing, spreading all around. Shower me with your blessings, my God. Water it, water it. We're caring and sharing, nourish it, nourish it. With a little understanding, music is the tool. Well, well, planting the seeds of love in your mind. Yeah.
Seeds in your mind.
Hoping and I'm praying we can spread love through mankind. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds of love. Weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Brand new world.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music, Natty Nation, brand new world there. Thanks to Ja Boogie for joining me this evening. Really appreciate that. Natty Nation is awesome. You can see them live at the High Noon Saloon for the 16th annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. Don't forget, next week on Max Inc. Radio, The Flavor That Kills, The Steepwater Band, and Ripiology is coming up, and I'm sure Terry Barr will have a nice little nugget for you. Thanks for listening to my section of the show. Really appreciate that. Rob Roberts and After Hours is coming up in just a couple of minutes. I believe he's kicking his show off with a double dip of Lo Marie. And don't forget, if you want to email the show, if you're in a band, you got brand new music, send it our way, please. You can send your music, your electronic press kits, show announcements, everything. Music at civicmedia.us. That's music at civicmedia.us. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll do some Soul Symmetry. Right now, it's Dogtown Hollow.
Row, row, row. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey,
it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info@WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in Nuisco.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Making many goods more expensive for you, tariffs slapped by President Trump on goods imported from China, Mexico, and Canada. Canada and Mexico in turn putting tariffs on American goods headed to those countries. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
They will violate the free trade agreement that the president and I, along with our Mexican partner, negotiated and signed a few years ago.
Mexican President Sheinbaum condemning President Trump's accusation that Mexican drug cartels have an alliance with the Mexican government, citing thousands of arrests. An air traffic controller alerted the Army helicopter crew about the American Airlines plane about 2 minutes before the mid-air collision in Washington Wednesday, says the National Transportation Safety Board. On the deadly crash of the small medical jet in Philadelphia Friday night, investigators say they've recovered the Learjet's engines, but not the flight recorders. This is ABC News.